The Dawn of Voice presents Inner Diverse, Book 2 of the Splintered Universe Trilogy, written by Nina Muntianu, performed by Dawn Harvey.
These dark sounds are the mystery, the roots thrusting into the fertile loam known to all of us, ignored by all of us, but from which we get what is real. Federico Garcia Lorca. Chapter 1. I pulled out a second wad of soica gum and chewed nervously, then resumed paddling, eyes sharp for any boiling masses of water snakes. With each stroke of the paddle, I disturbed the surface scum and left a wake of swirling color. It released a foul stench of rotting compost. The brown mist hovered like a cobweb over the oily film. I searched for any sign of agitation and listened over the gentle chortling of the water between each paddle stroke. I was in the boiling sea of Horus, after all, the sea that had once ensnared me with its numbing narcotic and whose nasty inhabitants had almost consumed me. It was here that I'd first heard that strangely familiar woman's voice in my head. I thought initially that it had been the drug of the mist and sea. But the voice had followed me off-planet, stayed in my brain, along with some additional amino acids I'd acquired from those horrible snakes that had briefly invaded my body. Somehow compelled to return here, I was in search of... I wasn't certain, except for the remote chance of finding my lost grandmother. She was, according to Kaw, the answer to my past and my future. I swept the hair back from my face and squinted, trying to see beyond the 10 meters of visibility the dank mist allowed. Following my internal compass, I negotiated the towering islands with unease. The only warning that I was approaching one of their vertical cliffs came in the sudden slap, slosh, and gurgle of the waves against the sheer rock face. Then, within a heartbeat, the slimy dark rock would thrust up like an apparition through the oily mist, and I'd steer clear with a sharp intake of air. I must have passed at least a dozen islands as I continued toward my destination, a place in my mind, perhaps planted there by those beasts that had taken brief residence inside me. Ever watchful for the Apophis, the giant snake that had previously batted my ship out of the sky, then set its babies to consume me, I was acutely aware of my vulnerability in this small canoe. If the Apophis was hungry, it could easily overturn my boat and spill me into the churning water to either consume me directly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?